So pray that with the blessing of throats, I'll keep it short today. We'll see. That's not always in my control. In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord exorcising this man who is possessed by what sounds like might be a couple of thousand demons. We had a herd of 2,000 swine that all ran down and drowned themselves. So the suggestion is that even though they called themselves Legion, which would be 100, it sounds like there was a lot more than that. Something that we need to recognize, that when we're talking about the devil, it's not just necessarily one. But that's not the important point in the gospel. There are two things that we need to recognize. The first is that after this man is healed, the people hear about what happened, they came and begged Jesus to leave. Think about that. If your neighbor was possessed and a priest came and was able to exorcise the man, are you going to look at it and say, that's really sad that he's no longer possessed? You, priests, get out of here. We'd rather have him possessed and causing all this trouble rather than to have him free. But that's in essence what they did. They wanted Jesus to leave. Maybe they thought that it was a tragedy that 2,000 pigs died. Whatever their reason, I don't quite understand, but the fact that they would actually beg our Lord to leave, what a tragedy. The other side of that, however, is the fact that as this man wanted to go with our Lord, and Jesus said no, but told him instead to go and proclaim to the people the goodness that God had shown to him. That's the part that each one of us has to recognize. God, in his mercy, has been so gracious to each and every one of us. Perhaps there are some who have had extraordinary things happen. Most people, it's going to be more ordinary things, but nonetheless, we all recognize the mercy of God in our lives. And we need to use that as a foundation to be able to help people to know. It's not so much about saying, oh, look at the miracle that God worked in my life. That's not the point. The point is looking at the mercy of God. More than likely, your situation isn't anything like this man in the gospel today who was possessed by all these demons. Yeah, the mercy of God shown to that man is pretty extraordinary. He had quite a story to tell. But all of us have certainly fallen into some pretty unfortunate sins. We've all done all kinds of stupid things. We've all been in bad situations. God, in his mercy, has brought us to where we are today. And how grateful we need to be. But at the same time as saying that, it's one thing to be able to mention those sorts of things to others and bring the message of God's mercy to others, which we all need to do. But then there's the other part, and we have to look at and ask, am I living the way that I ought to? When I notice the mercy of God, when I have experienced the mercy of God, has that changed my life? Not meaning, it's pretty obvious, here I am at daily mass, yeah, my life has been changed. I mean, outside of here. Yeah, maybe we're not hanging around with some of the bad influences that we used to hang around with, or maybe we've changed our lives, got rid of some things out of our lives that were bad. But have we really changed our lives so that we're living our life for the Lord? That's the balance that we have to look at. We obviously want our Lord in a major position in our life. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't. But that's different even from saying, but I'm really wanting to live my life for the Lord. I want him to be the center. I don't just want him to be important. I want him to be the most important. I want him to be the center of my life. I want everything to revolve around him. If we do that, well, everybody is going to see. We don't even have to speak a word. People will recognize the mercy of God in our lives. Of course, if that's the case, we're going to be rejected, just like what St. Paul was talking about in the first reading. Maybe we're not going to be living in a hole, and maybe we're not going to be sawed in half or running around in sheepskin, but the world is still going to be unworthy of us. Praise God, because that's what it should be. A Christian person should be able to rise above the world, not be pulled down and dragged into it. If that's the case, then yes, the world is indeed unworthy of us. Look at those people St. Paul mentioned. How many of them were probably thought to be weird, crazy, whatever it is that they want to say? You can look at some of the saints. Told you before, I remember talking with a doctor who was reading about one of the lives of the saints. And the doctor simply said, "Well, good thing that she lived when she did, because if she was alive today, we'd throw her into a psych ward." I said, "Yep, isn't that just the way it goes? You say she's crazy, and the church says she's a saint. I'll go with the church." So if you're going to live the life for Christ, yeah, there are some people that are going to think you're a nut. Let them, because the world will not be worthy of you. If you're looking at it the other way and we want to fit in with the world, then we're not fitting in with Christ. Then Jesus is a part of our life, maybe even an important part of our life, but not the center of our life. That's the part that we want to make sure that when we have recognized the mercy of God, that we put him at the front and the center of our lives.